I'm Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle, Episode 6, Woodsy World. And as you know, we'll have two interviews today. One from my friends and one from a singer. So we'll be playing the Okie Dokie Brothers with their song, Through the Woods.
I'm wondering if you'd go wandering with me through the wilderness and woods to where the winds are blowing free, through the darkness of the night, heading toward the morning light. I wonder if you'd wander with me, and I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops, get the gang to come, and we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods. You're wondering if I go wandering with you, what kind of trouble we'll get ourselves into. Would it be wrong to tag along with a band of vagabonds? You wonder if I'd wander with you. So I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river. I'm wondering if you'd come wandering my way, if you ever get lost or if the trail leads you astray. The music of the pack can always bring you back. I wonder, can we wander away? And I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. Round up the troops, get the gang to come, and we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods.
This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle on tape on Kids Place Live. And now it's time for our interview with Red Yarn. Hi, Red Yarn.
Hi, Chloe.
So I have the questions written down, and I want you to answer them.
Sounds great.
So first one is, how did you grow up to be a singer?
How did I grow up to be a singer? That's a great question, Chloe. Let's see. I guess I started playing music when I was about 6 or 7 years old. My parents made me take piano lessons, which I didn't like at first. Have you had to take any music lessons? Do you take any music lessons?
Me and my brother did this summer.
Oh, cool. And did you like them?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, at first I didn't like piano lessons. When I was about maybe 6 and 7 and 8, I thought it was kind of boring. But then, a little later on, I decided that I did want to play music, and I started playing the violin when I was in 4th grade, and I played violin for a few years, and then I thought, maybe I could play guitar too, because I was listening to a lot of music on the radio, and I thought, hey, if I can play violin, maybe I can play guitar. So then I started playing guitar, and then I decided if I was going to play guitar, maybe I should sing too. So I just started singing along while I played guitar, and over time, I think my voice got better, And now I play guitar and sing all at the same time.
Wow, and I have a next question. How did you get your animal friends?
How did I get my animal friends? That's another really good question. Well, can I let you in on a little secret, Chloe?
What?
The animals don't know. I call them the critters. The critters don't know this, but they're actually puppets. They think they're real life animals, but they're actually just puppets. Don't tell them, okay?
Okay.
But when I started performing for kids, maybe 7 years ago or so, at first I was just singing some songs and telling some stories, but then I thought, hey, maybe it would be cool to try building some puppets. So first I built a sock puppet of a crow, and my wife, Jessie, she built a sock puppet of a fox, and we did a few shows with that, and then I thought, hey, man, these puppets are really fun. Maybe I'll try to make another one. So I built another puppet, and that was a rabbit named Bob, and he was more than a sock puppet. He was a little more complicated of a puppet. And then I got really, really into this idea of using puppets in my shows because a lot of the old songs that I sing have animal characters in them. So I decided I would build lots and lots of puppets, and so that's what I started doing, and I had a lot of friends help me, and now we've got about maybe 20 different critters that come to my shows. Usually I bring 5 or 6 of them to each of my shows, and they star in my videos and all that stuff, too.
That's so cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
And now I have the next question. Do you live in the woods?
Did I what?
Do you live in the woods?
Do I live in the woods? Well, not exactly. I live in Portland, Oregon. Which is a pretty woodsy town. There are a lot of woods in Portland. I'm looking out my window right now, and I see lots and lots of trees. But I do live, technically I live in the city, but really close to the woods, and all of my, and the place that all my critters live in our imaginations is called the Deep Woods. So all of my music and all of my videos take place in the deep woods, which is a kind of magical forest where all the critters live together. So at all my shows, we say a magic spell, and we pretend to go to the deep woods. So I spend a lot of time in the imaginary forest, and then when I'm lucky, I get to go on hikes in the real forest around Portland, Oregon.
Wow, and I have another question.
Okay.
Did all of the things in your songs really happen?
Oh, can you ask that again? I didn't hear it very well.
Did all of the things in your songs really happen?
Oh, that's a really good question. No, not all of them really happen. So a lot of my songs are what are called folk songs. Do you know what a folk song is?
No.
A folk song, have you heard of a folk tale before? Do you know what a folk tale is?
I heard of a folk tale. I have that on one of my apps.
Cool, yeah. So a folk tale is like a really old story that's been told for a long time. Like you might say that a story like The Three Pigs or something like that is kind of, or The Billy Goat's Gruff is kind of an old folk tale or an old fairy tale. It's a story that's been told for a long time and passed down from generation to generation, and grandparents might tell it to their grandkids who then tell it to their grandkids. So the same kind of thing happens in music. It's called a folk song. So a lot of the songs I sing are old folk songs, which means they're very old songs that I learned from books or from old records. And then I sort of make up a new version of the folk song, and then I sing it for kids. So those are mostly kind of made-up stories. Now, my new album called Deep Woods Revival, it has more stories that I kind of made up myself. They're kind of based on things that happened to me in my childhood, but they're, if you want me to be perfectly honest, they're also some imaginary things too. Like, have you heard the song Deep Woods Revival on Kids Place Live?
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of that story is kind of made up.
And that's my mom's favorite song.
That's your mom's favorite song? Oh, that's so cool. I'm glad she likes it. Now, do you like it too, Chloe?
Yes.
Oh, good. Thanks for saying that. that's a fun song, and that's a song I wrote myself. Now, I did spend a lot of time when I was a little kid going out into the woods and exploring. But that's the exact story that happens in the Deep Woods Revival song. It's a lot of that's imaginary. It's kind of made up.
Oh. Will you ever come play in New Jersey?
I would love to come play in New Jersey. This summer, I was on the East Coast. I played a few shows in New York, which is close to New Jersey. And then I played a few shows in Philadelphia. And I played, I even went to Kids Place Live and played on Mindy's show at Kids Place Live. But we didn't play in New Jersey. But maybe this spring or maybe next summer, I can come back and play in New Jersey. I'll have to get in touch with your family and figure out some good places to play near where you live. Do you like to go to live music concerts?
Yes.
Yeah, who's your favorite band in New Jersey to go see?
I love the Story Pirates.
The Story Pirates? Cool. I've never seen the Story Pirates perform, but they sound like they're really, really cool and fun.
We live by New York City, and that's where they do their shows.
Oh, cool. So you've gone to see their shows in New York City. Wow. Do you like New York City?
Yes. I've been to one, but I'm going to see my story performed on the day after my birthday.
Wait, really? So you have a story that the Story Pirates are going to perform the day after your birthday?
Yes.
Whoa, that is so exciting, Chloe. Are you so excited to see that happen? Are you excited to see the show?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Can I ask you what the story is about? Or is it a surprise?
The story is about this girl named Alana's, like, visiting this princess named Emily. But first, Emily starts out a bit shy, and then, like, at the end, Emily and Alana decide to be friends.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds like a really great story. I like the way that she starts off shy, but then she gets less shy as the story goes on.
Yes. And, wow. And I have another question.
Okay, what is it?
Can we play Guess the Critter?
Can we play with the critters? Can we introduce... Oh, yeah, Guess the Critters. Yeah, let's play. So how do you want it to work? Do you want me to put one of the critters on the phone, and you'll try to guess who they are? They'll give you some clues and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got the critters here. Now, you remember, Chloe, you remember what I told you. They don't know that they're puppets, right? They think they're real-life animals.
Okay.
So whatever you do, don't tell them they're puppets, okay?
Okay.
All right. When I travel around, the critters are in a suitcase. So I'm going to open up my suitcase, and I am going to bring out the first critter. Are you ready? I'm going to put him on the phone, okay? Are you ready?
What are their names, though?
Well, I'll let you tell the critter. I'll let the critters tell you their names, but they won't say what kind of animal they are. And then you will, maybe you can guess what kind of animal they are. Does that work?
Okay.
Okay, I'm putting the first critter on. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, here he is.
Hi.
Well, hi, Chloe. How's it going?
Good.
Good. My name is Bob. I'm not going to tell you what kind of critter I am, but I'm going to give you some hints, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. Here's the first hint. My favorite food is carrots. Do you need another hint?
Yes.
Okay. I love to play tricks. I'm a trickster. Alright?
Alright.
Do you want another hint?
Yes, one more hint.
One more hint. Okay. I live in a little burrow underground. Okay? Can you guess what kind of animal I am?
A rabbit.
You got it. That's right. My name is Bob Rabbit, and I'm the single most double troublesome trickster chicksy trickster in the whole deep woods. Good guessing, Chloe. How did you know I was a rabbit?
I knew that you liked to eat carrots, and I have a pet rabbit.
You have a pet rabbit? What's your pet rabbit's name?
Shorty.
Charlie?
Shorty.
Oh, Shorty?
Yes.
Oh, man, well, someday maybe I can meet Shorty the Rabbit and we can hang out and eat carrots together. How does that sound?
That sounds...
Sound good?
It sounds good.
Okay, do you want to meet another critter?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put another critter on the phone. Here you go.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going, Chloe?
Good.
Good. So let's see. So we're playing Guess the Critter?
Yes.
Okay, my name is Shiloh, but I'm not going to tell you what kind of animal I am. So my name is Shiloh, and I am usually very, very shy, but I heard that you're a really nice kid, so I'm not feeling shy today. Okay, do you want some hints about what kind of animal I am?
Okay.
Okay, I live in a tree. I live in a big hole in a tree way up high, and I love to eat acorns, and I'm a really good jumper. I'm really good at jumping from branch to branch. Can you guess what kind of critter I am?
A squirrel.
You got it. You got it. You're so good at guessing. So that's right. My name is Shiloh Squirrel. You got it. You're exactly right. Are there any squirrels where you live? Do you see squirrels
yes.
in your backyard sometimes? Yeah?
Sometimes. Only sometimes I see them when I'm in the car. And we try to catch them, but I never catch up.
Oh, you try to catch them? Oh, my goodness, that's so funny. Well, Chloe, it sure was nice talking to you. And good job guessing that I was a squirrel. Would you like to meet another critter?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put another critter on the phone. Here we go.
Hi.
Bye.
Oh. Hello, Chloe.
What's your name?
Well, I'm not going to tell you my name because I would give away who I am. All right. You want some hints about what I do?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. First, you should know I am a carnivore. Do you know what that means?
No.
A carnivore is an animal that eats meat. It sometimes eats other animals. Okay, don't be scared. It's just the facts of nature. I'm a carnivore, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm a carnivore, and my fur, I'm a furry animal, and I run on all four legs, and my fur is kind of orange and white with a few black spots. Can you guess what kind of animal I am?
Fox.
You got it. How'd you know?
My dad wrote it down.
Oh, because your dad's helping you? Well, that's okay. That's okay. That's fine. You guys can both be playing. So, most people just call me Mr. Fox. But my real name is S.S. Fox the Third. Have you ever seen a fox in real life?
No.
No? Yeah, we're not quite as common as some of the other critters. But I am a fox. And it sure was playing Guess the Critter on your podcast, Chloe. I'm very impressed with what you do. It's very impressive that a 5-year-old would have a podcast. And thanks for letting me be a guest on your podcast. Would you like to meet any more critters?
I'd like to meet a critter.
Okay, let me put another critter on the phone. Okay?
Okay.
Here she is.
Hi.
Oh. Well, hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Well, my name is Sis, like short for sister. My name is Sis, and I'm a girl, and let's see, I have wings, and I'm white, and I have a beak, and, let me get any guesses what I might be?
A seagull. An eagle.
Oh, that's a really good guess, but I'm not a seagull. I live... an eagle? No, I'm not an eagle either. I have wings, but I don't fly so high. I live on a farm.
Ducks.
Oh, it's getting closer. I'm not a duck. What else has a beak and wings. That's kind of like a duck. I'm like a cousin to a duck.
A chicken!
Oh, that's a really good guess, too. But I'm not a chicken. Ooh, this one's hard. Let's see. How about this? I'll give you a word. My name rhymes with the word loose.
Okay.
It rhymes
goose.
With loose. It's true. I'm a goose. That's right. My name is Sis Goose, and it is so nice to meet you, Miss Chloe.
It's so nice to meet you, too.
Good guessing. Hey, Chloe, I'm going to put Red Yarn back on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Chloe. It's Red Yarn again. Are you having fun playing Guess the Critter?
Yes.
Do you want to meet any more critters, or is that enough? We can keep going, or we can stop and do some other questions. It's up to you.
It's your choice. I don't know. I forgot what the question.
It's okay. Then how about we play a few more rounds of Guess the Critter? Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put another critter on then. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here's another critter.
Hi.
Well, hi there. How's it going, Miss Chloe?
Good.
Good. Okay, Chloe, well, you ready to play Guess the Critter with me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my name is Rocky, and it is very nice to meet you. Now, let's see. I'll give you a few hints about what kind of animal I am, okay?
Okay.
You might have seen an animal like me sneaking around at night and maybe even taking some food from your trash can. Now, me personally, I don't like to eat from a trash can. I think that's a little bit gross. But some of my brothers and sisters and cousins eat from the trash can. Now, because we sneak around at night, we have little black masks on our faces.
A raccoon!
Hey, you got it, Chloe. You're so good at Guess the Critter. That's right. My name is Rocky Raccoon. And it sure is nice to meet you. Hey, Chloe, can you guess what my favorite vegetable is?
Acorns.
No, it's not acorns, but that's a good guess. It starts with the letter C. What do you think? What vegetables start with the letter C?
Cronuts.
What do you say?
Cronuts.
No, that's a good guess, though. Let's see. I'll give you a little bit more of a hint. It starts with the letter C-A-B. Cab. Can you think of any vegetables that start with the letter C-A-B?
Cabbage.
Cabbage! Guys, you got it, Chloe. My favorite vegetable is cabbage. And Red Yarn sings an old song about me and my buddies, Bob Rabbit and Mr. Possum. And the song is called Boil Them Cabbage Down, because we the critters love eating boiled cabbage. Sometime maybe we can share some boiled cabbage. How does that sound, Chloe?
Okay, it sounds good.
That sounds good? Okay. Well, hey, would you like to meet one last critter?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go then. Bye, Chloe.
Bye.
Hello. Is this Chloe?
Yes.
Well, hello, Chloe. It is nice to meet you. My name is Thomas, and I am a very slow animal. I'm green, and I have a shell. Can you guess what I am?
Turtle!
It's true. I'm a turtle. I'm a very, very old turtle. But I am so happy that you have a podcast and you invited me and all of the other critters to come and play Guess the Critter. It was very thoughtful of you to include us. Well, I'm going to put Red Yarn back on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye, Chloe.
Bye.
Hey, Chloe?
Hey.
Hey, it's me, Red Dan, again.
Hi.
Hey, did you have fun playing Catch the Critter?
Yes, and now it's time for one last thing to tell you.
Okay, tell me.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I think it's so cool that you have a podcast. And I listened, Chloe, I listened to some of your podcasts, and I just got to say, I love what you're doing. You do great interviews, and I love the music you play sometimes, too.
Thank you. And now we're going to play Deep Woods Revival.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for playing my music on your podcast, Chloe.
You're welcome.
And I hope to meet you next time I'm on the East Coast. I'll get in touch, and maybe we'll have I'll have a show that you could come to. Does that sound good?
Yes.
And you can meet some of the critters in person. Okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show, Chloe.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
When I was just a little boy, green and blue eyes shining bright, looking for some fun, I grabbed my BB gun, snuck out of the house late one night. I crept to the edge of my grandparents' farm, crawled through that hole in the fence, started running through the trees like an animal set free, burst in my every little sense. Thought I heard somebody singing, so I chased that faint sound through the night. I stumbled and I fell and I tumbled down a hill to a clearing where I saw the light. A circle of torches was burning round a tent made of grandma's old sheets. By the light of the fire I saw an animal choir raising their paws to the tree. And all the critters stand up and put their hands up, and then they sing chorus, shouting and praying for us. Well, they jumped and pranced and did that wild old dance at the Deep Woods Revival.
Deep Woods Revival.
Sparrows and pigeons hopping, old-time religion, flapping their wings like paper fans. A possum was pumping the organ, a raccoon shook the tambourine. A grizzled old bear just grumbled out a prayer, the holiest thing I ever seen.
Amen.
I stepped on a twig and they heard me, 100 wild eyes pierced my soul. Noise escaped my lungs and they thought I speak in tongues, invited me into the fold. And everybody stand up and put their hands up, and then we sing chorus, shouting praise for us. Well, we jumped and pranced and did that wild old dance at the Deep Woods Revival.
Deep Woods Revival.
Jump and pranced and did that wild old dance at the Deep Woods Revival.
Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And we don't have time for anything else on the show today. But I really want to thank Ready Yarn for calling. And now it is time for the Friendship Pledge. Here it goes. I hope that everyone in the world will be nice and to have great adventures. Bye! And here's Wild and Cabbage, another song from Red Yarn.
Raccoon's got a bushy tail, possum's tail is bare. Rabbit's got no tail at all, just a little bunch of hair.